Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Core Business Show. This is Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I'm going to talk about four common mistakes small business owners make by managing remote employees. Wow. I can take callers at 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room, and I'll go ahead and respond back to it. Let me talk about remote employees. I'm sorry. There's a book called The 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferris. I'm trying to get him on the show. And what he does, he talks about this new trend, which is nothing new, but it's been going on for a while, and it's becoming really, not say the norm, but it's a trend that is happening with companies in order to share costs. They're allowing workers to work from home. Now, on certain projects like IT, there's nothing new. On certain businesses, there's nothing new. They pay employees a lot of money. I know, for example, there was a company out of international IT company out of Houston and Jetronics. They had a lot of employees that worked from home. Cisco does the same thing. But they have longer schedules in a sense, but they have a lot of more flexibility to move around. They're there for tech support issues. They work on projects throughout the country to get large contracts. They make a lot of good money, and they can manage their time. They have all day to get things done. So here's some common things. I'll say go take a look at Timothy Ferris' book on that topic, but it's not for everybody. One owner said, well, I don't miss rent payments. I don't miss all the other costs contribute to it. I save occasionally for a breakfast meeting to meet at least a couple of times so I have communication because they're still employees. We have remote employees across the country as well, account execs who actually work out in the field. They bring their deals to the desk, and we get them financed, and it's a win-win. We provide them with an email. We provide them a virtual phone. That doesn't cost anything. It's an app that, with our system here, it's an app that goes on a phone and it uses the internet, then versus using a cellular minute. So they can't tell. It doesn't have anything to do with their cell. As long as they have internet on their phone, they can actually make a conversational call, and it looks like it comes from the office. And also, we provide some phones as well. And all the other supporting documents and materials. And it works wonderfully. So, but it's saving us a lot of money and with the employees. So here's one thing. You need to redo a check sheet to see if you're ready for that. The owner manager, if not ready, it can cause headaches and issues. With technology today, you have smartphones, you have texting, you have software, you have collaboration tools. You can collaborate together within a lot of programs today, with GoToMeeting, through seminar, online type events, that works extremely well. We actually have a sales meeting every morning. We used to start off with phone calls. Everybody calls in the conference bridge, and they call the conference bridge. We talk about things for the day for like 15 to 20 minutes. Hey, this is the goal for the day. This is what we need to get done, and so on. Then we take it probably twice a week and do a virtual meeting that on Fridays we will have a particular topic on the product we talk about on Friday mornings, and it's for an hour. We try to make it 60 minutes, and it's education, and they actually log in on the computer, and they see all the information. Then we email the information and mail it out. So it's kind of a system that you have to put in place. You need to put a system in place, and you need to realistically make sure you have benchmarks to make sure that you're getting things done. So you're going to have to, within your business plan, you got to carefully carve out a business plan to handle a virtual office, okay? And make list the expectations for the employees to say, this is a virtual office. We still function in the office, even though you have 24 hours a day to get certain things done, but it has to be done by a certain amount of time. And big projects need to have ample enough time to get it proofread and the project done before the absolute deadline that needs to get to the next step. Okay. Also, you want to take a look at what it means being clear about and what to expect from employees, okay? Be real clear about that. Communication is essential. You have to get the communication out, and you have to make it plain and simple to make sure people understand. No long documents. Make it to the point, because you're communicating across the board. They're not in your face, and you don't know if they're understanding. So make the point really simple, basic, and clear. No long documents, okay? Also, it means that you must be committed to the process. So you start the process in order to get people to get used to it. You're creatures of habits. You got to keep doing that process over and over to make sure people get it. Do the same thing at the same time. If you have a sales meeting, you have your sales meeting every morning. Whatever time it is, we do two, because we have, we're in four time periods. So we actually do two meetings through the morning. For 30 minutes each for the sales department. Marketing, usually have a marketing meeting every single day at 10 o'clock, and they go over marketing, go over SEO and so forth. Then finance have their own meeting that they clock in every single day to talk about certain deals. So it's a process that each department is committed to make sure it gets done. And at the end of the week, we can measure the process through our system. Okay. Also, you need to be a clear communicator. Keep things on the elementary level. Keep it simple and plain so there's no miscommunication or anything can be misconstrued. Also, that means you have to make yourself more available than not available. So you need to team people. Hey, you're going to be available all day for this period. This person, team, is going to be available all day for this period, around the clock. So everyone will work as a team. So team building is really essential when it comes to this. Also, one thing you want to keep in mind with remote workers, you got to give them good support. And even though you're not advising them on a regular basis, you need to give them good support and let them know they have good support to get things done. And you have this process that you committed to. And number three, the owner and manager, it's going to be hands-off in one sense. You can't micromanage them, because then you end up with issues and miscommunications. Call them several times a day, how things are going. Maybe for a new person, you're trying to help them along. But do that in a encouraging fashion versus saying you pig, you're not getting things done, blah, 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 you're rats. That's not going to work in this type of situation. You need to encourage them and make them accountable to themselves. I had a person on an interview yesterday and said that in order for him to go to the gym, he was going to have to deal with his dad. He didn't like Sarah Palin, and we're just using Sarah Palin. That's what he used. Okay, so he said he'll give $100 every time that he didn't go to the gym to give to Sarah Palin's campaign or cause. He wouldn't do that. So he got up every morning and get to the gym. But once you get into the habit, it's easy to go to. Once you miss, unless you're sick or something, then if you miss one day, then it's easy to miss two. When you get to two, you miss three, and then you're out of the habit. So keep that pattern going. Now, being hands-on is a different situation. If an owner or manager is too hands-on, then it becomes a bigger problem. The beauty of working remotely is that you can get the people to get it done on their own time, and they will get the job done. Okay, but if the manager consistently requires that remote employees to check in, if the owner loves to manipulate and insist of correcting every single thing the person does, then it's not a win-win value. It's a losing battle. Why do that? If that's the case, open the office, and then you can communicate and drive that person every single day. That's not what it's for. So your best success of your company is in your employees to make sure good things get done. And the last thing I want to leave with you, remote employers work the best when they have tools and support and they have a process in place. So let me recap real quick. 4 common mistakes small business owners make by managing remote employees. 1, you're not ready for it. You don't have a clear communication goal or business plan how to do that. You got to have a system in place how to do that. And it's going to be a living document. You're going to make some changes here and there. But after a while, probably within 6 months or a year, you have a system down pat. And when you have certain bumps, you know how to address those really quickly. So make sure, number one thing, make sure the communications is basic, simple, and clear. Because when you write a long document, you lose people, and people misdrew things. So make sure it is very, very clear when you're communicating anything to them. Make sure they have good support system in place, emails, you name it. Make sure that support system is in place, that they will be able to reach someone. Either you do it by regions or teams. Here we do it by regions. This region will take care of this Monday. So this region will take care of Tuesday. Region Wednesday, Thursday, and management will take care of Fridays and some Mondays. So the last one, make sure that you hands-off or hands-on, depends on your team manager, but make sure that you don't go you micromanage because then you will lose that momentum. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. That is 4 common mistakes owners make in managing remote workers. It's a good system, but make sure you have a good solid system in place for managing those workers. And if you do that, for sales organizations, it's great because they can leave from home, go out to the field, come back, eat lunch when they want to, take the day off. Long as they have their sales done by the end of the week, they're meeting their goals, they're exceeding their goals, whatever it takes, let them get it done. We have some people work 2 or 3 days a week, and that's it. But they go over what their quota is, how many applications they're going to submit, how many deals they're going to submit, how many deals getting approved. They're over that. We're happy with that. They can work 2 days a week as far as we're concerned, long as they meet their objectives and getting things done and getting things sold. Everybody, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. I'll play an ad from our sponsor real quick, and we go ahead and make last-minute comments. Here's our sponsor.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Okay, I'm going to wrap things up real quick. The 4 common mistakes small business owners make, mistakes they make for employees. Make sure you keep the communication, communicate, don't micromanage. Make sure you have clear expectation, and make sure you work on a business plan and have a simple process to make sure things are done. Go to SCORE or SBA. They will help you. Everybody, thank you for listening to The Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Write reviews on the shows. Everybody have a great day, and take care. You listen to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back to The Core. Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.